Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. We continue our New Year's series, and today the topic of our teaching is new beginnings. New beginnings. And we'll start off with part one, with the scripture coming from Colossians 1, 21 through 22. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable. With each new year comes new opportunities for new beginnings. We begin each year with New Year's resolutions. We promise to try to eat better, make better plans for living, and to find those perfect relationships. New beginnings, is there such a thing as new beginnings? Are there also old beginnings? For the purpose of this discussion, I would like to use this phrase to describe changes in the present condition or position. Genesis is called the Book of Beginnings, for it reflects the beginning of life on earth, the beginning of civilization, and the beginning of a people God chose for himself. It was a change from nothingness to instant life as God called into existence things that never before existed. The book of Genesis also notes the beginning of sin. Along with sin comes evil and envy, lust, pride, disobedience, and shame. With its entrance into the garden also came changes man had not expected. The beginning of death and separation from God. Sin would prohibit God's presence with man. The Creator would no longer walk and talk in the garden with his cherished creation, who had been created for relationship. But God loved man so much and did not choose to leave him in those old beginnings. He would inaugurate his plan of salvation. It would take more than the blood of bulls and goats. It would require him to reconcile man to himself. In our scripture text, reconcile means to change thoroughly. By the death of Christ, the relationship between God and the world was changed. The barrier of sin being taken away, God was again enabled to show mercy where judgment was deserved. The death of Christ would bring us back in relationship with God. It would also change the heart of man so that he would accept God's gift of salvation and desire to live a holy, unblemished, and free life. In 2020, God continues to call men and women to be reconciled. The question is, do they hear his call? Perhaps they feel that they don't deserve new beginnings. In Titus 3:3, Paul reminds its readers that we are to remind those who are in search of right relationship with the Lord to remember something, and it comes out of chapter 3:3. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. It's up to each of us to share with those in search of relationship with God, to share the possibilities of what it means to be reconciled to God. With reconciliation, there is renewed love and forgiveness and restoration of intimacy with God. There are many opportunities available for us through God's new beginning. And next week, we'll continue to talk about new beginnings. And in the meanwhile, we'd like to thank you for spending time today with us. Share this podcast with friends and family. And we will see you next week on Morning Reflections. Thank you and have a blessed week. Bye-bye.